Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Sam Bruckhaus of Sumer Sports in the previous segment. Really, really, really strong stuff from Sam. If that's the first time you've heard of him, he does tremendous work on Sumer Sports and always knocks it out of the park. Here, we are going to get to some Myles Garrett sound within this segment. We've got plenty to get to from the Guardians to the rest of football as well. But I think this is one of the things you and I were driving at. If the goal is to have a top 10 offense, I don't think that's in the cards for this iteration of the Cleveland Browns. But I do think there's a chance that you could be much better than the worst offense in football or a bottom three offense in football, which almost across the board you are for a lot of statistical metrics.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost laughable when you go and look at some of the rankings where Joe Flacco is in relative for the 2 weeks. But like there's hope. You just have to have a better offensive line in a lot of ways. Like I was getting some of the under pressure numbers in the Ravens game. He was 6 of 18, had both of his interceptions, and threw for a total of 24 yards under duress. You're not winning games that way. And so, like, yes, there has to be. I think why this matchup is so scary for a lot of people out there that are trying to pay attention to all this is that you see Micah Parsons and you see the pass rush that the Packers have been able to get in the first two games. How silly they've made Jared Goff look. How silly they've made Jaden Daniels look. And you're just not left with a lot of hope for Joe. And it's unfortunate, but like the offensive line has got to do their part and be better.
Yeah, the cycle of suck is the O-line's not pass proing well enough, nor are they run protecting well enough. And so then neither of those things get going. I tend to think that if you can get some explosive plays in the ground, I do think that's going to open up. One, I just think it allows you as an offensive line to get some synergy, some energy going, and you can take pride in that. I think these dudes up front really like, I mean, Wyatt Teller with the 20-yard down the field blocks. Like, I think this is part of that DNA that needs to be unlocked for all five guys up front.
Oh, and Wyatt's got to be better. I saw the stat earlier today because people are highlighting the defensive tackle, Carl Brooks. Wyatt Teller has the worst pass block win rate among guards in the entire league.
Oh, that I did not see that.
Yeah, so a little surprising, right? Because we've highlighted the idea that DeJuan has been so bad, and obviously Conklin's had his injuries, but like Teller hasn't done his part either.
I know Joel graded out better last week, and I think he played better than the week before. I don't think any of them have played. I've actually thought overall, I thought Wyatt's played the best, probably because I paid more attention to his run blocking than anything. But that to me is where it's, if you're going to break the cycle of suck, it's got to start with the ground game. Because that's what they want to do. They want to run the game, but it's not enough just to be 4 yards per carry. You've got to get, I mean, like four or five. When I say explosive runs, I just mean like 10 yards plus. You get a couple of those.
Yeah, we've had one all season.
And all of a sudden, I really do think like everything that you've said and I've said points to a really tough position for Joe and stylistically how he likes to play for him to even be a functional version of himself. I really just don't think we're that far away from at least just being entertaining. I don't know. Entertaining is the wrong word. Functional. I'm going to go back to functional.
We can always enter fun bad territory, which, you know, I always just kind of I sit in sometimes and I think to myself, this is bad, but we've gotten fun bad.
That's different than sin bad.
It's also different than just bad bad.
That's true.
By the way.
Which is, I'm sure that's got, how has nobody had that as like a stage name yet?
Bad bad?
Yeah. Sounds like a really, like a lame rapper, but doesn't it?
Well, it's like Bad Bunny. We're close to it.
Well, but bad bad is just different. Because I know what good good is. Been there before. Never been bad bad.
Good good is also a golfing brand too now. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so yeah, they're starting things.
Is it hemp based?
No. Okay. It's young-ish. I bet like Jake Murren and I don't know about Jake Murren because he's not much of a golfer, but like Jake Vonick, I bet he's got some good good stuff.
He's got some
Who does Jax? I bet our buddy Jax has some good good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's golf. It's not whatever you're thinking of right now. Yeah.
It's not the good good.
You're thinking of something way different.
It's not the good good.
Not the good good, but it's called good good.
I feel like the good good and good good golf stuff, I think you could have a collaboration. I'll be honest with you. I've gone golfing a few times with good good, and I can tell you, they're nice.
Just a missed opportunity for everybody involved.
I mean, really, good good golf stuff, get your you-know-what in gear.
Oddly enough, Flacco, when having a couple seconds to work with, hasn't looked miserable. Like by every advanced metric you can find, he's been miserable across the board, but he's somewhat competent when given an actual free look at this whole thing. And so I feel like they have to give him more opportunities there. It stinks. We're week three in and we're already talking about an offensive line that's falling apart, which, by the way, was the most predictable thing we ever could have done because we talked about it all off season about how this could be the Achilles heel.
I still think it can come together. Now, the health thing is the bug. Like, I don't know if Jack Conklin's ever going to be healthy again. Joel is older, so the back injury stuff is real
concern. Except for DeJuan, that's the problem.
Wyatt Teller's 30. That's not old.
It's old in the NFL.
Ethan Posick just plain stinks sometimes, but sometimes he doesn't. Okay, I was couching that. He stinks. I realize what I was doing. It's like,
but sometimes he doesn't.
You think what you think. But no, I mean, I really think that, and who knows if this is the right week. And you kind of need it to be this week.
It has to be this week. That's the thing. You're out of weeks.
Because you're going to get a point where you just become less competitive, and then that's when other things start to happen. But yeah, I mean, it's not even about points scored, right? It really is about, are you sustaining drives? Are you making plays? Are you making any explosive plays? At some point, you got to think something's going to break free for this Browns team.
And the worry I would have in this, and I have so much more confidence in this game than I did last week's game. I just do. I think it's got a chance to be much closer. Let's put it that way. I don't see a blowout happening. That's not really in the cards. I'm betting every under I can get my hands on, okay? But like, I think some of the confidence and some of where you have to really drive into is just thinking about whether or not Joe Flacco can get to being the Joe Flacco that he was even just a year ago at times. Like, it's not so far removed that you can't see that happen.
216-474-0092. So the question for you guys is, what part of the offense do you believe can be fixed and will be fixed?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.